Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to get to a comment that was offered up by a very prominent Minnesota politician on the Landgren case. We'll do that second segment. We'll get to Am I Wrong, but 256 or so, give the committee the full allotted amount of time. But I want to get back to the Catherine news, and I want more feedback on this. We had a decent amount when we discussed it with Shaletta as the story was breaking about an hour and 10 minutes ago. If you just missed CBS, you've missed other parts of this, that Princess Catherine, the Princess of Wales, announced in a 2 minute plus video, about 2:15, somewhere in there. She was diagnosed with cancer. This all came about when she went in the middle of January for a procedure where cancer was not expected to be discovered. It was, and she has had treatment since then, a variety of different treatments, including chemotherapy. She talked about how they stayed private in this for multiple reasons, including how tough the treatment has been, and also the privacy of her children, and decided to announce it today because she's continuing to make progress. I don't think it's also clear, too, the fact that her kids will not be in school, and they want to avoid that scrutiny for them. As I've said so many times, now we had fun when the Queen used to call in, and Camilla, and we'll still do that. We try to kind of poke at it a little bit. I don't get our obsession with the Royals, our country's obsession with the Royals, the just fascination with it. I get the perpetual debate that they have in England, their power, their wealth. Are they about 4 centuries behind where the real world is at? The controversies that happen when they're tone deaf, how they treated Princess Diana, how the paparazzi treated Princess Diana. We've had the Harry and Meghan thing. But this has become a big story, Dave, the last few months, because she is one of the most famous people on the planet. She just is. And by the way, if you start falling in love with William, you know that's a part of the territory. And if you don't want any part of it and you fall in love with someone, that's really difficult, okay? Because you can't say we're just going to run off. I mean, Harry and Meghan ran off, but they're visible all the time. And by the way, they want to be visible to make their money. So they're playing both sides 100%. If you're objective, you see that. But the line of privacy, Dave, the line of, okay, you're Princess Catherine. When King Charles found out he had cancer, we found out pretty quickly. With our politicians, and these aren't politicians, do we find out everything? We don't. Most of the time, we do. Seems like we're finding out less and less. We've had these clown show diagnoses for Donald Trump. You know, he's the healthiest guy ever, this and that. He's amazing on cognitive tests. And by the way, with Joe Biden, I'll add it again for him. He's going to push back at me. No, I do not think cognitively he's up for the job, and I will not be voting for him. No, let's be clear. I won't spend 1 second considering voting for Donald Trump. But the balance of if you're an incredibly visible person and when you tell the public versus, my God, I'm young, I have children, I have cancer, and I have to deal with these treatments, which I'm sure are awful. And then you're the future King and William, and you're saying, now, wait a second. I lost my mom, and I, part of me, detest the media forever because of that. My father just is diagnosed with cancer. Now, the love of my life, my wife, the mother of my kids, also has cancer, and how you balance those things. I'd love to hear from people on how they handle this, because my gut tells me it should have been sooner, okay? It should have been sooner for this position. But my gut also tells me that William might have played a big part and said, bleep these people. Now, maybe he didn't. Maybe he said, hey, I was born in this business, so to speak. I get that we have very little privacy, and we should tell, and maybe Kate didn't want to tell, you know? So where do you stand on that, on this line of what we should know if someone is in a quasi-leadership position or an actual leadership position? I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Dave, what do you say?
It's clear the royal family has had a PR issue for quite a while. I mean, years, decades. Sometimes it seems strange, but we also can't really put ourselves in their shoes because I don't know what it's like to be in the royal family. But, man, it just feels like if they would tell the truth more often and just come out with what the news is, like they did with Charles. With his cancer diagnosis, it certainly seems like they were very forthcoming very early on. And it wasn't a big deal other than obviously hoping for the best for him and the family. But it didn't create a media firestorm like this has over the last couple of weeks with Kate. So just, you know what? It's awful news. But I think if you're just going to be honest with the public, they're going to find out eventually. So just be honest early on and you won't get the bad publicity. You won't get the rumors about, you know, William and an affair and all this stuff that they certainly didn't want, in addition to, you know, horrible news with Kate's health.
651-461-9226 among the texts. Chad, stop it. Cancer is very personal no matter who you are. Well, Dave just responded, you texter. The King of England announced he had cancer. And in the pecking, there's no pecking order for cancer. Let's be clear about that. But in the pecking order of power, the king's above the Princess of Wales, and they announced that very quickly. I get it that it is incredibly personal. And this is a young woman who should not be facing cancer like, you know, the hundreds and hundreds of millions who face cancer too many damn times. Even on our station, Jordana having to battle this multiple times. Friends of ours, friends of mine, my ex-wife, who is one of my best friends on the planet. I get how personal it is. I also get the responsibilities certain positions have. And they're lousy at PR. They just are. And I still keep thinking this, Dave. It's, okay, if Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Melania or Jill Biden, where's that line? If Tim Walz, when do they tell us? Now, this isn't like an elected official, but the royal family are bigger figures than royal, than the public figures. More text. I lost my mom to cancer at age 46. I got diagnosed at age 23. Dad was about 57. It's horrible. It is just horrible. For me, it's the last of something traditional at the same time that they need to bring communication to our times. The royal family, for a long time, Dave, have just felt like, we'll just tell you what we want to know, when we want to know, and you're our subjects, and you just have to accept it. Right? Isn't that a fair assessment?
I think that's pretty fair, but they've got to realize tabloid culture in the UK is kind of a big deal. And, you know, when you've got a situation like this, obviously you want Kate to focus on her health, to focus on getting better, focus on her family. And to just have people then running rampant with speculation about why was a photo doctored, where's Kate, blah, blah, blah. Just, you know, I don't understand why you wouldn't just think, hey, we could be all cloak and dagger about this. We could, you know, do what we can to hide it, or just, you know, be honest and, you know, give it to the media, let them run the stories, and not have to deal with all the BS than you have for the last couple weeks.
More text, 651-461-9226. Chad, your feigned outrage brings me back to the days of Barbara Carlson on the radio. First of all, Barbara was fantastic on the radio. How am I outraged? I'm just raising questions on what is, right now, the biggest story on the planet. I'm raising, how do you balance out the privacy, the evil, the villainous of cancer, no matter the age, and sadly, the public role that you have that you know about when either you were born to the family or joined the family by marriage. Like, as I said with Shalette, I'm very open about my life on this show. I am. I'm drawn to that. I also know a lot of people in this town who don't share nearly as much on the radio. I have no problem with it. None. Zero. Zilch. Some of these folks I know personally, and I know stuff that's going on in their life, and I wish them only the best because I care for them. And if they don't want to tell, no problem. I'm not saying my way's better. It's just how I feel. And that doesn't mean everything. But this position is different than others. Among the texts, when a person is a public eye, it is a given if they like it or not, no matter what is happening to them. Another text, Chad, because they have kids involved, they get to do whatever they want in their own time. I feel for the kids, for sure. But that's it. So if let's say they hadn't had kids, Dave, they have to tell? That's not it, right?
No, I don't think that's it. No. It's, you know, it's part of being the royal family, I guess. It's not fair, but if you're going to be in the royal family, the people are going to want to know everything there is to know.
One of Biden's best national security just went to the hospital for and never told anyway, and you worried about England. Texter, you're clueless. I talked about it day after day. I said Lloyd Austin should go. He's not national security. He's the defense secretary. Didn't communicate to the Biden administration multiple times. I called for him to be fired. So the lazy generalizing on politics when you're wrong is so silly. So, yeah, Lloyd Austin stayed because parties protect parties. Lloyd Austin never should have left the White House as uninformed as they were. More people saying the difference between the king and the princess is the fact there are children involved. They need to do it their way before hearing in the public. Again, if it's a week or two, sure. My inclination. It's not like I'm drawing a line and saying, I'm just saying my inclination is they should have provided the information sooner because of the position they're in. And I get how other people are saying, well, guess what? The kids are now out of school for a period of time, and this was the time they decided to do it. It's 20 past 12. Who gets to comment on the biggest case in the state of Minnesota? One politician has decided who gets to respond. We'll react to that when we come back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jason DeRussia, Marquette grad, not a Minnesota school, Chicago native, Illinois. He's really not one of us, is he, Dave Aragon?
He likes to pretend that he is.
He pretends he wears his little gopher shirt, you know. Right now, are you with me? Let's go Western Kentucky. They're tied with Marquette right now. Are we all with the Hilltoppers at this point?
Never been a big Hilltopper fan than I am right now. I'll shout that from the top of the hill, darn it.
Let's go Hilltoppers. Come on. Let's bring DeRussia down this afternoon. My school didn't even come close to qualifying for the tournament.
Your school's terrible.
My school's awful.
Could they bring Herm Edwards in to coach the basketball team?
Oh, God. Herm. So, every day, the last multiple weeks, we've talked about the murder case involving Ryan Londegren, the second-degree murder charges against him in the death of Ricky Cobb, a traffic stop, Mary Moriarty, the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, use of force, training expert, Kevin Burke on here the other day, calling out Governor Walz, was very upset that Governor Walz was reacting in any way. We've had Joe Friedberg on. We've had Lou Ragusa on. I thought it was interesting. We didn't get to this when We had talked about yesterday how the four Republican members of Congress call for Walz to take the case from Moriarty and give it to Ellison. Again, this has only happened two times in the history of the state, and one was by Walz already. You also had Representatives Angie Craig and Dean Phillips joining the Republican House colleagues. I tried to get Dean Phillips on today to expand on this in other matters. We're hoping next week. I thought the comment by Ilhan Omar, though, deserves a little conversation. Her district, the congresswoman, includes Minneapolis and much of Hennepin County. She said in a statement later yesterday that members of Congress who don't represent Hennepin County should not be weighing in on this. She added, The voters in Hennepin County, including myself, have placed their trust and confidence in Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty to do the job she's elected to do. She added, taking away the case sets a bad precedent and disregards the will of the voters. On the precedent, I'm with her. It's very concerning about when we're going to do this. I'll add again. I thought Landegren was well within his right to do what he did. I think you still have to be concerned about when a governor is going to step in and take a case. And by the way, can't just be, okay, I don't agree with the decision, so the governor should step in. What does happen when people are elected to office? If you've paid attention to this show, you know I've questioned a number of cases involving Mary Moriarty and lighter approaches than I believe the cases merited. But you cannot downplay how concerning this could be. Do we really want Governor Walz involved in every county in this state reviewing every case? Not yet. Okay, so he's going to review the ones that are involved in a murder. He's going to view the ones that are public. He's going to view the ones where supposedly, air quotes, it was a murder, as opposed to I had to do this. But on Ilhan Omar, what do you think? If she didn't agree with Mary Moriarty, if she didn't potentially agree with this approach, would she be saying the same thing? Because I'm dubious. Again, I want the justice system to carry out what they're doing. That doesn't mean you have to agree with every part of the justice system. Like, I personally believe George Floyd was murdered, and the individuals, the four officers, in particular Derek Chauvin, I believe the right decision was reached. Others in our audience disagree. I don't agree with you. You don't agree with me. You're allowed to give your opinion on that. Obviously, it carries more gravitas when it is a position in authority. But Dave, deciding which person is allowed to comment on this, so in theory, Craig Phillips and the Republicans, they can only comment on the most visible case in the state if it happens in their district? Really? If you're saying you're allowed, if we want to have the debate, nobody should say anything? Well, that's where Judge Kevin Burke stands. That's where a former judge of 30 years, two times a chief judge, and listen, of course he's biased towards his previous profession. But are you telling me if Ilhan Omar, and it was a case involving 3rd District, Phillips area, and she passionately, intellectually, didn't agree with the direction of a prominent case, that she's not allowed to comment because it's not in her district? I don't buy that at all. Do you?
I think it makes complete sense to me. Think about it this way. Okay. Say somebody steals a car in North Minneapolis and they go on a joyride, and it's a high-speed chase through 94 over to the east side, and they finally get pulled over and arrested over on the east side of St. Paul. I think only Ilhan Omar and Betty McCollum should be the ones to talk about it, as well as those council members in Minneapolis and St. Paul who represent the wards that were driven through. Therefore, we have to get out the map. It's ridiculous. I think it would be much better if politicians stayed out, especially those, yep. You know, you can make the argument that maybe the governor could speak about it. I could hear that argument because he has the power to do something. he can remove the case from the Hennepin County Attorney's office.
He's involved in the decision-making.
Yes.
The potential of the decision-making.
Congress people, butt out. That's what I would say. That's not your place, and you've got, you know, you've got plenty of other things to worry about. You can vote on a million different other issues that don't even impact Minnesota. Go ahead and do that.
Okay. I get part of what you're saying. I also am the talk show host who wants politicians to answer questions and not hide. If they want to answer and say, as a member of Congress, I certainly have opinion, but I also believe in the justice system. So at this point, I'm not going to share my opinion. I get that. But saying you can only comment on the biggest case in the state because it's in your district. So Ilhan has supported Mary Moriarty. If it was someone who she didn't support and they were involved in the decision in her county, again, she's allowed to comment according to this criteria. No one else is. But if it's something in a different part of the state and it becomes an enormous story in the state and you feel like you can comment in your district and not elsewhere, I don't agree. I think if you want to stay quiet all the time, defend that point. Fine, or just don't comment. But saying you can only comment when it's in your district, when this story has moved well past just a local story, and it's a statewide issue. I personally don't agree. Are you ready for Am I Wrong? Are we ready to go?
The committee is standing by and fired up today. A lot to talk about.
Let's go.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
There's no way I said that. That's absolutely fake news. As a representative of the Am I Wrong committee, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much.
That's a bad floor to have in that studio, too. What a gross floor to have.
Tough floor. We had the cleaners in last year.
It's all great. Seriously. No chance could they really clean that floor. Zero.
They could make a dent. Give them that. We're going to start with a slam dunk, pun intended, because I know you're in 100% agreement, but I feel, the Am I Wrong committee feels it is their duty to once again remind people about the NCAA tournament, the NCAA men's hoops tournament, biggest yearly compilation of bad basketball with the occasional exciting finish. Also, the committee would like to remind you that it is less painful to step on five thumbtacks at once than listen to someone drone on for 5 minutes about their busted bracket. Now, Kentucky losing killed me because I had the Wildcats going to the Elite Eight.
Am I wrong?
You've never been more right. Never, ever, ever been more right. Let's start with the bracket one. No one cares. No one cares. Can I be any more clear? No one. Don't tell me through Twitter. Don't text me through a thread. Don't knock on the door. No one. I care more about your snow totals than I do about if your bracket's broken. Tell me about how much you love mayonnaise more than your bracket is broken. No one cares. Break down your fantasy football team for me. Your depth. Your future draft choice is more than your bracket is broken. And if you have a chance to watch one quarter of NBA basketball compared to this tournament, pick the NBA every time. Yes, we occasionally get the great story. We saw it last night with Kentucky going belly up and the kid hitting every shot. You don't want to know why he's a story? Because he plays like the NBA. He shoots threes. He gets the numbers game. And yet we'll get a controversial call like Kansas and Samford last night. The quality of play in college basketball has dropped so dramatically. And let's add the third one because it's just as important. If a game for 38 minutes is filled with turnovers, missed shots, odd coaching decision, but at the end, one team wins by one, that doesn't make it a great game. It makes it a close finish. By the way, some games are great. There will be great games in this tournament. There will be. But stop telling me every game that's close. Play the music, da-da-da-da-da, and, oh, it's just a great game, Dave. No, it's 42-41. It was a dog. I'd rather watch grass grow. You were so right.
Say it again. It feels good, doesn't it?
Dave Harrigan, it's rare. It won't happen again, but you're right.
Just get rid of that middle part for the next open we redo for
Let's
this.
Let's go Western Kentucky. They're losing to Marquette by six.
Come on.
All of Minnesota needs to be cheering for Western Kentucky to bring DeRusha's school down. He doesn't care for Minnesota. He hates Minnesota. Mm-hmm. He's Marquette. In fact, he's still even a Marquette warrior. Come on, Western Kentucky. Let's go.
Pull for the toppers. Just don't watch the game. According to the American Kennel Club earlier this week, for the second year in a row, the French Bulldog, the most popular breed in the country, followed by the Lab, which had that title for many, many years. And you got the Golden Retriever, German Shepherd, and Poodle rounding out the top five. Here's the thing about that proof that too many Americans have developed horrible taste in canines because Frenchies are hideous.
Am I wrong?
I love dogs. I saw the movie Arthur the King the other day with Mark Wahlberg. It's based on a true story. I was basically openly cheering and weeping as the dog went through the highs and lows. I'm just taking another look at a French bulldog. America, what is wrong with you? I'm not doubting your connection to said pooch. I hope you love the pooch. They're not great-looking dogs, though. I'm sorry to our French bulldogs in the audience. They're kind of goofy-looking dogs, don't you think?
They're ugly. U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You're ugly. Hey, you're ugly.
I mean, that's pretty harsh. I mean, you're gonna tell that? But do you see that many French bulldogs? I mean, don't we see way more Labs and Retrievers and Springer Spaniels than these blown up rats? I mean, come on.
You said I was harsh. Blown up rats. They say the Frenchie is popular now because it's a smaller dog and it's a good apartment dog because they don't bark very much, apparently. So maybe that's why we don't see them, you know, out in the burbs, because, you know, we can have those bigger dogs that are actually worthwhile.
I get we all have our limitations of our circumstances, and, you know, the apartment's probably not going to let the Great Dane in there. But, man, if it's equal, you're going for the middle to big dog over the tiny dog, aren't you, Dave?
100% of the time. To say a Frenchie is more preferred than a Lab of any type, get out of here, America. Do better.
Yes. Has someone, like a TV show, movie, a TikToker, who's bringing, oh my God, Marquette's up by eight now. I mean, and the country. I thought the Hilltoppers were going to bring joy to us. Who's behind the surge of these odd-looking creatures?
Maybe it's the French themselves. Maybe they got enough of us calling them freedom fries. They said, you know what? We're going to take over the dog community.
God. among the dumbest things that we've done in the last 30 years, we had the big push to no longer call them French fries, but freedom fries. Where does that rank?
It's near the top of the heap.
It kind of has to be near the top. We're going to draw the line now. We're not going to call them French fries. Like France was reeling at that point. I mean, they're normally reeling. We normally have to bail them out. I got that, but I don't think this was the point. Let's pause. It's 46 past the hour of 2. We continue with Am I Wrong when we come back on the home of the Twins, CCO. How long does this version take, by the way?
It's not short.
Is it like an hour?
No, it's about 4:15, 4.5 minutes, somewhere in there. A lot going on.
Shatner's with Rocket Man. 93rd birthday. Did he ever, he must have sang this somewhere with Elton. Right?
I don't know that he did. I can't think of ever seeing it, hearing it.
Man, they got to come together, right?
Elton's retired now. Come on.
He's retired from touring. He's still willing to cash a check somewhere. Some rich person in maybe my country, Chad, we'll pay him $2 million. He'll be there. You can get Elton. I think you can get Elton on speed dial. Is he on the cameo?
I think if you want Elton on the cameo, you're going to have to pay up for it.
You know who is on the cameo? Jerusha's on the cameo, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How's that going?
It's fine. Like, originally I did it. The idea was, so people are always asking for restaurant recommendations on Twitter. And yep. I'll give them to them. But I thought, you know, what if I charge people $20 for it and I donated $5 a restaurant recommendation to Second Harvest Heartland? So that's how it started.
Probably be even better if you charged all 20. I mean, give all 20 to them.
If I charge $20, I think I get like 8. Like, you know, Apple takes their cut, Cameo takes their cut, everybody takes a cut.
Yep.
So, I give plenty of money to Second Harvest Heartland, by the way.
Yeah.
Shad.
We don't think so,
any
clearly.
Any bizarre calls at all? Or?
Yeah, I do have one friend who makes very strange requests intentionally through the app. And then I perform the request and send her the video. And
it sounds more like OnlyFans.
It's, you know, I mean... I do have upcharges for various.
Like you know. Are you on OnlyFans? Let's check on that too.
Not yet. Okay. Not opposed.
Not eliminated. Can I just make my one comment? We thought about a guest today in Apple. I just want to make my one comment. The folks who have Apple, pretty much all of them right now don't agree with the DOJ because they don't want to give up their phone. That's pretty much it.
Yes.
You know?
It is hard when you have it. Like, I talked about this a little bit yesterday. It's like, well, I like my phone. I like my setup.
That's it.
Like, am I open to the fact that Apple is violating all sorts of laws? I guess. But it doesn't feel like our normal understanding of a monopoly, right?
It doesn't.
And
but
also,
again,
like, antitrust, maybe, right? Maybe.
Yeah. We like our phone. That's it. Most monopolies, that's the basis of how we view it.
Yes.
Do we like the product which is involved in the monopoly?
If so, then it's great. We are intellectual frauds. All of us are intellectual frauds.
That's true. Do you want to play the Hilltopper fight song? I mean, it just doesn't carry as much zip right now.
Oh, now they're getting their butts kicked. Marquette's
up by
13.
There it is.
Still funny. It's still funny.
Yes. I mean, oh. All right, let's get back to the Am I Wrong committee. So far, Davis, 2 for 2.
As usual. I wouldn't say it's a surprise. Since we were talking to restaurant recommendations and such, food recommendation here. Came to the realization the other night when I made, on a whim, Coney Island dogs for dinner with a little leftover chili from the night before, some nice quality hot dogs. The Coney needs more respect around this country. Every chef around America has done their thing with the burger. We've had enough of the burgers. They're great. We got to move on from that American classic. Give some love to the Coney, for goodness sakes. With enough great chefs out there doing their own different thing, the Coney revelation could and should be the next thing to take over the American culinary universe.
Am I wrong?
All right, Jason, you first. Too. What do you think?
You're wrong. You're wrong. Why do we need the Coney to take over?
Because it's delicious. And people, you know,
but
you
it's
can't,
just like,
where
what,
did you
there's
get
no
a good
variation.
Coney
like it's, well, how about at the Coney Bar in St. Paul? Isn't it called the Gopher,
the
Bar.
Gopher Bar. Gopher Bar? The Gopher Bar, please.
Where else?
Leave
do
us
you
the insider's door.
So are you saying, like, could we find a place, like, maybe without some of the other aspects of life that you get at the Gopher Bar?
I'm saying if you get enough great chefs in this town to put their own spin on it like they do on a burger, you know, make their own sauce.
How do you put
sausage.
A spin on it? It is what it is.
That's what you thought about a
cheeseburger. It's a hot dog, it's beanless chili, it's onions, and
that's
it's mustard.
It.
That's it, right?
You can tinker with it, though. You can
well,
make your own chili. You can make your own great dog.
Yeah, you know, I have an idea. What if you put, like, a bright green relish on there and celery salt and put, like, a couple of sport peppers and some long...
It's disgusting. Do better.
The Chicago dog is better.
Oh, it's the Chicago dog. Oh, well, it's sort of a riff on a Coney dog.
Yeah.
Dumb.
First of all,
hot dogs are good.
If you have chili,
underrated. I agree with that.
Come on. Get your beans in a chili, right?
Yes. 100% correct. You Texans can take that.
I don't have a strong opinion on that, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
That's where you're drawing the line on not giving this to
Sorry.
That's it.
I'm too Switzerland. That's too hot. I'm not going there.
Jason is going to take you home. What other issues is he afraid of?
Yeah.
We will not discuss. You'll find out coming up soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.